PAGC is one of the largest bands across Canada. We have a population of approximately 40,000. We're made up of 12 bands, 28 communities, because certainly some of our bands are multi-communities, such as PBCM and Lorange, and so they're under their own transfer, but we work and network with them as well with some of their activities. Certainly within our departments, we're a second level. The lead level really is the communities. That's who we, as a tribal council, work for, is the communities. And that's why we exist at a tribal council, because those First Nations have determined that they want to collaborate to have a stronger voice when they hit other political or federal tables. And it becomes a unified voice through your chiefs. Just as in the community that you go through your elections, so too do we at the Grand Council. The First Nations come together annually to be able to select who will lead us as a Grand Council. A Grand Chief and two Vice Chiefs are elected by the First Nations, by the member population and the delegations that are able to vote to bring that forward. The Chiefs from the First Nations come together, and the Chiefs give direction to the Grand Chief and the Vice Chiefs of the work and where we need to create opportunity or change, and then they then too can move that forward. So we're a very strong organization, you know, and within PAGC, we're supported by probably 300 plus employees working in various capacities within the health department. Certainly we have a role in all your nursing stations, your health clinics, and then we certainly have the environmental health officers and dietitians and addictions workers and certainly Embrace Life. And we have the education department that looks after the schools. We have capital facilities. We have justice. We have tech services. We also have a 24-hour daycare that we're in partnership with the province on. We also oversee as a board member to the youth treatment center that is here in Prince Albert, the Valley Hill Youth Treatment Center, and PAGC has a role in that with the province. We have a youth center, we have an adult center / family. So we have a multitude of programs that we work with and that we try to support. You know, we work tirelessly on behalf of and with our First Nations. They're the ones that drive the process.